Mishnah Yomis for the 23rd day of Adar Beis, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nedarim, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav. If a father confirms the vow of his daughter, or the husband confirms the vow of his wife on the day he hears it, that he does not get, neither of them get another opportunity to break it. The Kiyum, the confirming of that neder, can take various forms. You can say, Kayim Lach, it is confirmed for you, or you've done a great job making that vow. Anything that shows that they express their satisfaction at the making of that neder is considered a Kiyum of the neder. It's considered confirming the neder. We're going to talk in our Mishnah here about breaking the neder or confirming it, but only partially. What happens if there's a partial confirmation or a partial breaking of the neder? We've already learned that a neder that's been released from by a chacham had Toras Nedarim. Rabbi Kiva has already taught that a neder that's partially been mutter means that it was never a neder in the first place, then it's completely mutter. But what about breaking a neder from now onwards? Hafaras Nedarim by a father or a husband. Well, Rabbi Akiva holds that the same law applies, that if a husband or a father partially break a neder or partially confirm a neder, then it'll be all broken or all confirmed. Our Mishnah, however, follows Rabbi Shmuel, who argues Rabbi Akiva and holds that whereas a neder which has been confirmed is indeed completely confirmed, he agrees with Rabbi Akiva on that, but if it's broken partially, then it's not all broken. So let's have a look at the Mishnah. Omra, if a woman said, Koinem te'enim v'anovim elu she'eni tamas, I ban these figs and grapes from ever eating them. That's what she made. That's the vow. Figs and grapes. Came along the father of the husband and kiem l'te'enim and confirmed the neder and said, that's a great thing that you stopped that you made a vow not to have figs. But he only said that as far as the figs are concerned. He confirmed it. Kulay kayim, says the Mishnah, again following the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, and in this even Rabbi Akiva agrees, that the whole neder will be confirmed and cannot be any more broken, even as far as the grapes is concerned, because kiyum of a mixas a neder, confirming part of a neder, is considered as confirming the whole neder. Again, we'll soon see this is not the opinion of the Chachamim, this is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Hafer or Hefer Latenim. What happens if the father or the husband broke the neder as far as the figs are concerned? Father then says, oh, no, you should not have made that. No, I'm breaking the neder. You do not have to worry about the figs. You can eat figs. And he said that as far as the figs are concerned, your vow is broken. The vow is not broken completely until he expressly breaks the vow as far as the hanovim, the grapes, are concerned. This is Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Rabbi Yishmael holds that a neder that's been partially broken is not completely broken, and only what he said that he disagree with is broken, and that's in this case the figs. But the grapes, the neder will still go ahead, and she's forbidden to have the grapes. Rabbi Akiva, as we said, argues with this opinion. Rabbi Akiva holds that just like a neder that's been mutter partially is completely mutter, released from, undone from the beginning, so also a neder that's been partially broken or confirmed partially will also be completely broken or confirmed. As we said before, the Chachamim argue with both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The Chachamim's opinion is that whether it's a hafara or whether it's a hakama, whether it's breaking a neder or confirming a neder, whatever the husband or the father broke is broken. Whatever part of the neder that they confirmed is confirmed, or whatever is left is confirmed. And the halacha is indeed like the Chachamim. Omra, what happens if a woman said, Koinem ta'enim she'eni ta'emes, V'anovim shenitamas. So she made two statements. She says, I'm banning figs, also to me like a carbon, that I will not have any. and grapes, that I will not have any. So she didn't put the figs and grapes in one breath together. She made two separate statements. Says the Mishnah, Hara Elushne Nedar. They are indeed considered like two separate vows, and therefore the whoever it is, the father or the husband, can break anyone he wants, or can be Mekayim and confirm anyone he wants, independent of the other. They are two separate Nedar. Mishnah Zayin. Yodaya Ani Sheyesh Nedar. What happens if the father or the husband, hearing the neder of the daughter or the wife, said, I know that there are a concept of nedarim, I know that a woman is able to make a neder, avol eini yodea sheyesh meferend, I had no idea that I as a husband could break it, or as I as a father could break it. I only found out today. I was at a shir, I attended a shir, and I found out today that I have the power to break it. Problem was that was a few days ago that he heard the vow, and he didn't do anything then because he didn't know he had the capacity to do it. Says the Mishnah Yofer, he can still break it, because the day that he finds out that he has the ability to break the neder is considered like the day he first heard the neder. It's considered Yom Shomai. It's like the day he heard it, because he never knew that he has the power to break it. That's like the first time he heard it. But if the husband or the father says, Yodaya ani sheyesh meferin, I know that a husband can break the vows of wife, or a father can break the vows of his daughter, avol eini yodaya shezeh neder, I never knew that what my daughter made is considered a vow, or what my wife made is considered a vow. I didn't realize that it was a proper vow, and I didn't even think it needs to be broken. That we find the machlokes. Rabbi Meir Omer lo yofer. Rabbi Meir says no, too late. He can't break it. Why? Because the day yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever he heard the neder, he had the ability, and he knew that he had the ability to break it. And even though he didn't know it needs breaking, doesn't matter, because he remained silent, and didn't protest and didn't break it on the day he heard it, the neder will be valid, will be chal, and he's lost the opportunity to break it now. The Chachamim say no, that even in this situation, the father or the husband is able to break the neder of the daughter or the wife. He's able to break it. Why? Because since he did not know that this is a valid neder, it was a real vow that required breaking, again, the Chacham say this is also considered now the day that he first heard it. And the day he finds out that the neder needs hafara is like the same day that he heard it, and therefore he has the ability to break it. And the halacha is indeed like the Chachamim. Whether it's a matter of not knowing that he can break the neder, whether it's not knowing that the vow is a vow and it needs breaking, either way, whenever he finds out the truth, it's considered like the first time he heard it, and he's able to break it then, there, on that day.